It's Marketplace Tech for October 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Facebook's organic search powers have been delivering the company more and more data on users and giving users more data themselves. This week, the company made a big change, though, and it might be yet another challenge to competitors. The company now says its search function will include all of the information displayed in public posts. 2 trillion of them. That's a change from giving you results just from pages or people you're more directly connected with. Tom Stocky is the vice president of search at Facebook. Tom, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Good to talk to you.
How big of a change is this?
I mean, the main thing that people think of when they think of Facebook search is searching for people. And so what this is doing is allowing you to search over all of the posts on Facebook. And there's more than 2 trillion posts that we have in our index, but now you can actually search over all of the stories, perspectives, experiences that other people have shared publicly on Facebook.
Is this designed more as a challenge to Google or a challenge to Twitter?
I think the content that's on Facebook is pretty unique.
But hey, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Are we talking about real-time news? Are we talking about deeper search?
The thing we've optimized this for now is around real time. So this is about things that are happening right now in the world so that you can dive in and see what your friends have shared, but also, you know, what other people have shared about this. So this is very targeted at the trending news use case.
Okay, so the answer is Twitter. Tell me what you're excited to see this particular tool do for people in the U.S. because it's rolling out to English speakers, right?
Right. It's rolling out on Android, iPhone, and desktop in U.S. English. What I'm excited is to have people actually think of Facebook as a place to find out about something particular in the world. So today, most people go in and they kind of see whatever is in their newsfeed. But this is a chance, like, if they heard about something from their friends or they heard about something that's happening in the world, they can go in and search for that and then get a kind of the full picture of what's happening and what to think about it.
Is this going to be a challenge when it comes to making a bunch of people realize all of a sudden that their posts are public and not private?
It's really important to us that people understand, you know, the controls they do have for deciding what audience their posts can be seen by and understanding how that shows up in different places. So we've actually made a bunch of proactive efforts. And we even have it so that if you are sharing publicly and you've decided you don't want to do that, with a single button, you can go back and change all of your previous posts to be friends only.
Tom Stocky, VP of Search at Facebook. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Friday, and you know what that means, Silicon Tally time. LaToya Peterson owns and edits the site Racialicious and is an editor-at-large at Fusion. LaToya, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready to be stumped. I'm so excited.
Okay, $14 a minute.
What they charge prisoners in jail.
Whoa!
Ding,
how'd
ding,
you
ding.
Know?
Did I get that one? Does this sound like a murderous charge? Probably a prison system.
And the Federal Communications Commission stepped in this week to cap the cost of prisoners' phone calls. The maximum cost of a 15-minute in-state or local call will now apparently be only $1.65. So I guess that's good news, right?
That's awesome news.
What do you got for me?
$25.4 million.
Is it dollars we're talking about?
It's people. And it has to do with the huge banking controversy that happened this week, or rather unbanking controversy that happened this week.
I got nothing.
$25.4 million is, according to the numbers cited by the New York Times, the amount of people who did not have a bank account in 2013. And this was brought into light because this prepaid card called the Rush Card, which is owned by Russell Simmons, has been on the technical fritz for 14 days, which means people who don't have bank accounts who get their direct deposits on that card have not had access to their money for 10, 12, 13, 14 days.
That is crazy. All right, I got another number for you. More than 150, which is, you know, we'll call it around 150 emojis.
Emoji. Is it official emoji on Facebook?
Not a bad guess. That is how many new emoji iPhone users will see in the iOS 9.1 update that was released this week.
But is one of them a dumpling, though?
I don't know. We have a unicorn, we have a middle finger, and the long-awaited taco.
I'll admit that I'm really happy about the middle finger. Other than that.
I know.
I can get my taco fixed.
The only thing better is like it's like a unicorn giving the middle finger.
They need that. Can I get in on that for Emojis 2017?
All right, what do you got for me?
100,000.
100,000 what?
Dollars.
Oh, man.
Hint, this is a rap question.
Does this have to do with like a lawsuit and Jay-Z?
Yes. Yes. What is it? What is it?
It's
you saw it though.
Oh man, it's one of his songs that I can't quite sing right now.
Is the amount of money that he paid for the initial flute sample in Big Pimpin'.
That you were doing the flute. This is how much money he paid in a settlement?
No, for the initial sample. So they paid the sample, and the case was actually thrown out because he was like, he did pay $100,000 up front.
Does he, like, forget that in yesterday's pants?
It's the amount he spent on brunch at Four Seasons.
LaToya Peterson, she owns and edits the website Racialicious. LaToya, thank you for playing along. This was so fun.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
You can find more from us, as always, at MarketplaceTech.org or on Twitter. We're at MarketplaceTech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.